104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined. It's for breakfast. And now, Roo, what? You've already won the flag, have you? You're that confident. You just want to, let's not train. Let's go to the Gold Coast.
Footy trip.
A footy trip.
Yeah, in what's wrong
of,
with that?
In the middle of finals.
Ah, well.
What's going on?
You've got to have fun, don't you, dude? You've got to enjoy life.
Want to find out more about this absolute superstar joins us now. Rory Sloane, good morning.
Morning, guys. A footy trip. Kidding me, aren't you?
That's what Ditz is carrying on like an old pork chop. Down
let's go to the Gold. Got a flag to win. I tell you what, let's go to the Gold Coast.
It's a recovery trip. This is about releasing the mind.
What haven't we got beaches here in Adelaide?
They're cold down here.
What's it all about, Rory?
No, well, you talk to me after I've done, a pretty solid session today as well. So I won't be thinking too much recovery after this footy session. But that's it's good. It's change of scenery and. Something that's, I think, going to refreshen us up, but we'll also get a bit of training in as well. So I think it's a bit of both there.
So run us through the things that are happening up there over the few days. What do Crow supporters want to hear that you're up to?
Plenty like of relaxation, rejuvenation, which is, I suppose, a bit of massage, physio, hands workout, hand in hand with the big Texans. And then a few swims. And then as well, a little bit of spare time. But then, as I said today, we'll do some pretty solid training while we're up here as well, which just all your normal footy stuff, really, but just in a different location and with a bit better weather, mind you. I think today's about 27 and sunny.
Beautiful. Now, will Tex have those budgie smugglers back on again today?
What? Rory, he's on the front page today and the worst pair of bathers I've ever seen. I hope you're handing out fines up there.
Weren't they putrid? I mean, put some boardies on, hey, Tex?
Terrible.
That's all we need, just a pair of boardies on.
Now, you're a bit of a surfer, Rory. Have you been able to get the board out up there or not?
Since I've got no appendix, I'm a bit afraid to go in the water. I'm not sure. That might have helped me swim, I think, and just keep afloat on the surfboard. So I haven't been out there yet, Ditch, but I'm still in a bit of recovery mode. So I'll wait probably another week or two before I jump back in the ocean.
How are your insides feeling? How far off 100% are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much there. I'm pretty much at 100% today. I'll join in full training and basically run through the paces. But the beauty is we've got an extra couple of weeks for myself to get ready, which is very handy because it can still be a little sore and you can, reopen the internal stitches and that kind of thing. So I've taken it a little easier since we've got the extra time.
What about going back to last Thursday night? Could you have, if you had another 24 hours, if the game was Friday or maybe Saturday, would you have played or was it never really going to be that close?
Maybe not. It's a really hard one. I'm more worried about the internal stuff and what the damage could have been if I had have overstretched or twisted and turned in the wrong way. If I had reopened or caused some internal damage, that was the main cause. It wasn't so much the pain. So maybe another couple of days, maybe another 3 days, I was probably still far off.
All right. Stay there if you can, Rory. More with Rory Sloane in just a moment. Rory, I want to get this done quick because he wants to get the movie world, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
Yeah. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Rory Sloane is on the line from the Gold Coast.
Sloaney, how's Brody Smith? We saw pictures of him after he's had his operation. He's obviously fairly down in the dumps.
Yeah, definitely. I think something like that, it hit you pretty hard. I mean, boys have certainly kept his spirits up high and stayed in close contact. And once we get back from here, I'm sure everyone will go around and pop in and see him. It's tough and you definitely feel for him because he's had an outstanding year. And some of his defence work, he's known for his attacking stuff, I suppose. But what we loved about him this year is some of his defensive work. And he's been one of our probably one of our strongest defenders this year. And we're certainly going to miss him during the someone else. And someone else does get an opportunity. So there's always a positive way to spin it.
How did Big Sauce go and the boys that went up to the funeral on the day after the game? It would have been a pretty emotional day for Sauce and the lads.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was an emotional couple of weeks for Big Sauce. And he had to he put so much time and effort in just to make sure he could perform for us on that game. And after that, we certainly all looked after him and went down and supported him down in our dressing, which was a really great day. Couldn't be more proud of Sauce and the way he handled himself on that day.
Yeah, certainly did a good job on the oval and against the GWS. What about Gold Coast? Just give us the top three in terms of players that look like they've gone back to their childhood up there and acting like they're on a family holiday. Is there any? Who's the one that looks most at home on the Dodgem cars or the Water World or whatever?
Oh, look, that's easy. There's one man that comes into his element when he's up here, and that's Tommy Lynch. Tommy Lynch, closely followed by Josh Jenkins and Rory Laird. So,
wow.
Tommy thought Rory, I think he thinks Rory's his little son, he's about the same size, and took him on a great experience to Dreamworld yesterday. I think they were patting tigers.
There's a photo in the paper. I'll tell you what, I would not be getting near that tiger. It's unbelievable.
Well, the Tigers are going to have a big September too, by the looks.
It is unbelievable. If you look closely in that photo, you'll see Tommy's got some bright fluoro zinc on his lips, and it definitely suited him.
Redheads love the sun, don't they, Dits?
Yeah, we're naturals, yeah. Hey, Rory, good on you, mate. Thanks for taking our call. Enjoy yourself up there, and good luck for the rest of the finals, mate. Well done.
No worries at all, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Loney.
There is Rory Sloane.